lot of opportunities early on. You guys couldn't take advantage of it. You figure if you keep putting guys on base, something good might happen.
Yeah. obviously, Yesavage, he didn't have his best command, but you also can tell like how gross his stuff is. You know what I mean? Being able to induce the three double plays. We had four total, but having three double plays against him in big spots, you know, he has such an extreme angle with the heater, and the split and slider are elite pitches. And our guys did a great job of laying off tough ones, but had a tough time against them with guys in scoring position.
What changed there in the ninth inning? What turned you around?
It's just our guys being disciplined throughout the game. Like, we had 11 walks, and like we talked about all year, I always feel like we're never out of a game. You know, everyone was in the dugout, you know, saying get the tying run up, one at bat at a time. Everyone, we don't waver. Like, the guys in the clubhouse, they're outstanding. They don't waver. But also, to say that in the dugout and then go out there and be really disciplined in the box, especially when the crowd's going nuts and everyone wants to be the hero, being able to be selfless, take your walk and pass it to the next guy, that was fun to watch.
Pete's been up on the bases a lot of times and hasn't been able to come to him. Just how good do you think that felt for him to get that hit there?
Oh, it probably felt awesome. And to me, that's Pete's calling card, you know, his ability to drive the ball the other way with runners in scoring position. You know, he has pop to all fields, and that right there, being able to take that pitch and drive it to the right field and to end the game, like, to me, that's where Pete's at his best with runners in scoring position.
How big has this homestand been for your club to just play the way that you have, three walk-off wins, kind of backs up against the wall today and come back and win? Just how big has this week been for your club?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you go against the best teams in the league, and especially division opponents, and back and forth, being able to come back, and, you know, even today's game, like, not being able to get those hits or get some runs across with, you know, with bases loaded and runs in scoring position, but being able to stay in the fight and being able to walk it off, you know, give an opportunity to do that. And, you know, BY was outstanding tonight. You know, he keeps getting better. You know, he's really efficient. Fastball had great life to it. Split, the use of the breaking balls was awesome. Adley called a great game. Nunez did a great job coming in and, you know, striking out. I forgot who it was, but in the seventh inning, you know, to kind of keep it at bay, and obviously being down, we don't want to use too many bullpen guys. So he went back out. And Keegan, you know, he kept us, you know, obviously the big double was tough, but also he kept us in the fight. Same thing with Suarez. So, you know, it was a great team effort. Defense was awesome outside of a couple plays, but there was some really good stuff going on.
What happened to Bisaccia when he struck out?
He felt a pinch, like up. Not, it wasn't in the joint. It was more in like the upper pec. If his spot came up, he was good to go. He was going to hit. Yeah, he just felt like an awkward pinch type deal. Yes, scared the crap out of me, but yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, is he going to get any tests done now or tomorrow, or should he be good to go?
No, I think they're good to go. They checked him out after the at-bat. The team doctor's here too, so he looked at him, and he's getting in the training room right now, just kind of getting worked on and stuff. But yeah, like I said, if he's at-bat, if he happened to get his spot came up, he was going to hit.